Happy spring season and welcome to Microsoft Roadmap Roundup Season 2, Episode 7. New since Tuesday, Microsoft Teams spotlighting multiple users at the same time in a meeting. Microsoft nailed that title again to tell us what we need to know. But organizers and presenters can spotlight up to 7 participants simultaneously during meetings. This was just added to the roadmap, but is already planned for a release in April. So the spotlight can get shared soon. You get a spotlight, and you get a spotlight, you get a spotlight. Oprah. Also coming in April, Microsoft Teams present from PowerPoint to Teams. This means that we will be able to present our slides directly from PowerPoint for the web, and for me more important, PowerPoint for Windows into a Teams meeting via PowerPoint Live. Wednesday gave us a new roadmap item I just couldn't believe for a few moments. We actually got news on content types. With SharePoint syntax, content type synchronization enhancements. It changes the way content type publishing works in SharePoint, moving from a push everywhere model to a pull as needed model. This is clearly my feature of the week, even though there's currently not way more information about it other than a planned release in May, but also spring is the season for turning over a new leaf. I hope Microsoft gives us more information about this topic soon. On Thursday, we got new capabilities for the events we're part in SharePoint. Last week, we had images. This week, audience targeting. Then in March, we can target specific events to different audiences, helping us provide more personalized experiences on SharePoint pages. In my opinion, audience targeting is such a powerful capability to really show that you care about all your employees, no matter their location. Also on Thursday, SharePoint and Microsoft Teams rich previews for pages and news articles. Coming in June, when we paste links to SharePoint news posts and modern pages in Teams, chats, or channels, those links will convert into rich cards displaying the page title, image, author, and published date. I like this one as it brings an essential part of SharePoint easier into Microsoft Teams to connect these tools even further. Added on Friday, Microsoft Teams reply to a specific message. Chatting in Teams, you will be able to reply to a specific message, plus the original message will be quoted in the reply text box. Most of us know this from messages on your iPhones or, for example, in WhatsApp. This is helping everyone in the chat to more easily understand the message context and is planned for release in April. Because there have been way too many cool things this week, here again a roundup within the roundup for other cool stuff. By the end of this month, macOS users who join Teams meetings will have an improved experience when joining in Safari, as they can finally use their camera. In April, we can join a Microsoft Teams meeting by entering a digital code. Also in April, we can simply choose a template provided by our tenant admins or team owner when creating a new approval request, and those approval templates are coming to GCC High and DoD in June as well. Last but not least, I told you last week that improvements are coming regarding permissions in OneDrive and SharePoint. Now we know a little bit more. The share control will allow us to more easily change permissions when sharing links, as we can simply select can edit or can view. Somehow I was expecting a little more, but still, it's a nice improvement. The rollout starts in late March and general availability is expected by mid-April. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening and until next Sunday.